This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
Rajvi, you were discussing some journalism issues with one of your students, and we thought it might make for a good topic this week. Can you get us started by explaining what you were talking about with the student?
So, you see, I teach students in digital media and journalism and all that. And one of my students, she was very, she was very passionate about learning and all that. And she was asking, on one side, you're saying journalists have to be impartial. They have to be balanced and objective. And then you see some atrocious things that's happening in the society in terms of racial injustice and social inequality and some kind of initiatives that people do and think it's all right. We cannot be objective and balanced in these kind of issues when you're reporting. I mean, this is something that you will have to take a stand. I think that really got me thinking also because, as I was growing up to be a journalist back in India, my professors, they taught me that journalism is all about getting both sides of the people involved and get the perspective, and then you just showcase that to the audience. And this was a pretty interesting conversation, and I really didn't know what to say, whether to side with what my student was saying about what is being a journalist, whether you have to take a side for social equality or for social justice, or just to be a reporter and be reporting objectively. And I thought that was a pretty important thing that I wanted to share with both of you.
Well, I think this is a constant conflict or struggle that journalists have to face. When you have a point of view, again, you've got to leave it out, at least you should, and remain objective because you're just that vehicle for information, reporting the facts and providing those facts. But you have to be thinking about both sides and phrasing your questions and your interviews and finding out information. And your questions need to come from a place where you might think something might be socially unjust, and you can phrase your questions that way. But at the end of the day, at the same time, you just got to present all the facts that are there and I think maintain your own subjectivity to yourself. And maybe there's a time and a place to share that subjective side. But I think it's something that we constantly think about and struggle with. I know I always talked about it in the newsroom and it made for some compelling conversation about where, where our thoughts and our feelings began and ended. And, of course, at the end of the day, we just had to produce the information. But if we thought something was unjustified, I mean, this goes back to the muckrakers and yellow journalism. Yes, that's what generates those news stories. And those were very important stories that came out in the 20s and 30s about child labor, the eight-hour workday, fair wages, things like that. So when you think about that, that's justified. It brings out stories and it brings out change while you're still maintaining objectivity as a journalist.
There is a certain amount of subjectivity involved in journalism just in the choice of what stories you decide to print or air.
True.
Which ones you decide to cover.
Right. There's always a little bias that's involved.
Yeah, a little bit, because you're deciding, you have to make the decision of what you think is important to the audience. And if you look at the civil rights movement, for example, of the 1960s, just about all reporters, newspaper, television, radio, would have been white males.
Yes.
But they still reported on the civil rights movement, and I think some of the film footage in particular you saw on television, they didn't need to comment or take a stance on that. They were able to present dogs being turned loose on protesters, generally black people, water cannons, some of the other injustices that were taking place, and letting the audience decide for themselves. I don't think they needed to comment particularly or take a stand on it. It was a matter of reporting, this is happening in America today.
Right.
And letting the audience decide for themselves.
Right. And that illustrates, I mean, what I'm talking about here is the fact that it is reflecting what was happening in America, even though it might have seemed a liberal cause or a conservative cause or vice versa. It was just basically that, a reflection of what was going on, getting the facts, asking those important questions. And if you had that mindset where you thought something was unjust, you could still ask that without presenting it subjectively. But I think it's a fine line that we have to walk, and we have to be careful. I mean, when we talk about covering those issues, to point, I remember as a student covering a KKK rally that happened. Again, we covered that. It's something that none of us had a fiber in our being for agreeing with that, but it was unusual. It had an impact on the community. It upset many people. And we reported those kind of things. Westboro Baptist Church, I once had to cover them, what they're about. And again, I certainly did not. I abhorred their very conservative viewpoints. But nonetheless, I went there and covered that. Covered a tea rally, Tea Party rally, things of that nature. Things you don't agree with, but again, it's something that the people need to know about and make up their own minds. But presenting that in a fair way.
I also think the press also works in tandem with the people in power, because if you see press in some countries like Russia or Iran or Saudi Arabia, they have to pretty much tag along with whatever the government has to say, and that's some. I mean, you cannot be objective in those kind of countries. And also in some countries there are journalists where they strive to be balanced. And I also see, especially in the United States, the journalists are taking sides, which is not a very healthy trend, but that's how I think things are functioning. I mean, this is completely, I may be opinionated, I may be completely wrong, but based on my observation, I find, especially in the United States, journalists are taking a side, which is not healthy for me in terms of journalism. I don't know what you folks are thinking, but I find that very repulsive, honestly.
Oh, it's very repulsive. It's
yeah,
very disturbing.
And Fox Channel will claim that they started up because that viewpoint was not being presented, that all the media was liberal. Even, I mean, I feel by and large, media was trying to cut it down the middle as much as possible and represent as many people as possible. You shouldn't just be representing people in power, but you should be representing a lot of different points of view. And I think that has really skewed things now, where we see a lot of division. And I think a lot of that started with Fox trying to present right. a particular point of view and taking sides. And I don't think that's been healthy in terms of media.
No, not at all. And I still hold to the fact that I think it was just a sheer business move and nothing else. Nothing, no journalistic integrity whatsoever. It was just a business model that Roger Ailes drove. Rupert Murdoch was convinced of it. They made their money, and they're still making money. Mm-hmm. And it's still very, if not one of the most popular news networks, cable news networks, in the ratings. And that's what they set out to do. They weren't setting out to set any records straight. They weren't, I don't think, very focused on the journalism. They were focused on a demand that they saw, and they succeeded.
But there are a lot of believers in Fox Channel who believe they're presenting something that the rest of the media is not, that the rest of the media has this liberal bias
right.
and that only their point of view matters and was not being presented.
Yep. I mean, that's what I think. It's media is like a double-edged knife. You can make things or you can break things. I think that's what we are seeing right now. And as Will was just mentioning, that, you know, sometimes people capitalize on this kind of behaviors where they see like, well, this aspect of this issue is not being highlighted, so let's take up on that. I think this is not healthy, and I think we just have to strive for a position and a place where, as journalists, you gather the news, you assess the news, and you organize the news, and you let the audience decide. I mean, put in both sides of the views and let the audience decide what is right and what is wrong. I mean, that's what I think is how journalism should be done, or that's how journalism is. And that's what I was taught, to give the opinions, to give the state the facts, to let the audience decide what is right and what is wrong, and you shouldn't be guiding the audience behavior as to what is right and what is wrong. And I mean, that's my take on that.
But I don't think you can always go 50-50 on a story. You know, the tobacco industry for a long time claimed their products were not harmful, even though there was a lot of scientific evidence showing
right.
how harmful those products were. If you were going to do a story about tobacco, I mean, is it really fair to do a story 50-50 when we have so much evidence that tobacco causes a lot of health problems?
Yeah, I don't know so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Rich. Yeah, absolutely. Because, see, again, that's what you just mentioned, fair and balance. So try to make the reach the balance. You know, don't kind of lean towards either of them and just try to stay like as it is. I mean, that's the we are striving, right? So you're absolutely right. There's no 50-50 in terms of how we can present things, but at least be impartial. I think be fair. That's what is pretty much a reporter should be, and don't take sides. You strive to be balanced. You strive to be fair, and let the people decide what exactly the things are based on what you're presenting.
And
I think it's a very, very difficult situation for a reporter to be there. And again, that's what we're striving to be.
Sure. And I think a more current example would be climate change. The vast majority, 90%+ of scientists agree that humans are impacting the climate. So to give a balanced story, you know, equal balance to, you know, give half of your story to people who believe in climate change and half to people who don't, yeah, I don't think is a fair representation of what actually is happening.
Right. And I think we need to be careful when we use that word balanced. I think when we say balance, it's getting both sides. It's being able to get all the voices that should have a voice in that story, or as many as you can, and trying to get all the points of view. Now, you know, we're not divvying down percentages or things of that nature, I think, when we talk about balance. I mean, we're talking about, again, getting the voices that have something to say about that, that have something contribute to the story. I think we need to be careful when we kind of talk about that.
All right. We are going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.